After the Shmaya, we got a clarity last week in Perek Gimel of Rus. We're going to learn today the final Perek to get a little bit of a better idea of what went on in this final Perek. So in order to get a clearer picture, I'm going to still look at the end of Perek Gimel. We spent a lot of time going to what was the shlichus, what was the job of her going to Boaz, why was it done this way. And we went through the whole mission and what she was ready to sacrifice and what Ruth was ready to sacrifice, what Boaz was ready to sacrifice. The end is that Boaz tells her to stay overnight and to leave in the morning. He doesn't want anybody to know that she was there, because we'll see soon in Chazal, he was worried about Chilul Hashem. People would say something that's not the case. But what's interesting is that Boaz does a little tiny Maisa Chesed before Ruth goes home, before he sends her back to her mother-in-law. He gives her a little handful of Sa'irim. Leshtein Pasuk. Pasuk says, She took a matpacha, she took something she was wearing, she gathered together some grain, some sa'irim, and the pasuk says what it was. Vayomed shei sa'irim vayeshes aleihem. Okay, big deal. Sa'irim is a very low, basic quality grain. It's not very expensive. From all the things that Boaz did for Ruth, from the beginning till now, this is nothing. It's nothing. It's like something you do to any schnorrer comes to knock on the door, you can say sorry. Not a big deal. So what do Chazal say? To me it's strange why it's even brought down. It's Torah telling us. What's the point? Why is it even telling it to us? But Chazal tells us something else. Chazal says as follows. For each stalk of barley that he gave Ruth, little nothing, little piffy thing garnished, he was zoichet to a separate tzaddik yisod elam for each one that came out. That means Dovra Melech, Shloima Melech, they all came in the schar of these couple of sa'irim that he gave to Ruth. It's mind-boggling. Who cares about this? We said, who would even talk about it? Not only we're talking about it, but according to Chazal, and this is found right here in the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Zayin. It's what the Medrash says. If you look in the Targum right here on the Pasuk, same thing. Umin yadis amr b'nevuah da'asidin l'mefik mine shito tzadikei alma. Says the Targum on Rus, that as soon as he gave her these six sa'irim, it was decreed that six of the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael are going to come from Boaz. Marafa Sigra. You go on to the next perek. Boaz goes to the girl, Pliny Almoini. He offers him Rus. Obviously, Pliny Almoini, we know what he did. He declined. When he was told that it's a package deal, he has to take Rus. Not just the field, he has to take Rus. He said, I'm not interested. Comes the Pasuk. It says, Boaz tells the Goyal Adam, the Goyal of this field, Im Tigal Go'ol, if you want to redeem it, redeem it. Dimloy Hagidoli Veida Ki Ains Los Holigo Vonechiakarak. I'm after you. This is what he says. So the Pasuk is Veida, then I will know. But if you look at the Pasuk itself, how it's spelled, instead of saying Veida with an Aleph, it should be Vov Aleph Dalet Ayin Hey. It says Veida, missing the Hey. So Chazal Oimer on this. Eksiv ois hei chosa. Yeah. Not clear why. It's also found in Masechah Sefer. The price in Masechah Sefer asked this question. What happened to the hay? The price says as follows. Perik Shvi Alocha Beis. L'rameis, it's coming to hint. Ki ahei shebora bolikim shemayim v'oretz. The hay that Hashem created, shemayim v'oretz, nimtze bezug zeh. Fascinating. That this shidduch was so chashuv that the whole creation of the world, we know the world was created with a hay, Olam Haba is created with a yud, and this world is created with a hay, that the whole creation of the world lies in this zug. I mean, there were many chashuv marriages in history, right? Olam and Chave, to Ovis HaKadoshim, many chashuv shidduchim. Amram, Yocheved, Moshe Tzipora, it's faultless. There are a lot of choshev and shidduchim. But here, the hay of creation of the world is hinted in the Nisue Boyas Togus. It's pshat in that, but that's what Chazal telling us. So obviously there's some connection. Now, the chasa takes place, and you would think this is like normally you go to a chasa tzirachmonis, Some guy just became religious, he has no relatives, he has no family. The girl is, maybe she converted, she doesn't have a family either. They make a little chasna in a shul downstairs, you call together a couple of yeshiva guys to be mitzahar for the minyan. So it's rachmonis. So here you have the Rus, we went through her. Rus was a woman undesirable to the people in the street. She's a recent convert. Her yichus is not poshut. She comes from Moav. It's all shaila. Plenty of money doesn't want to even marry her. So what do the people come to the chasna, the gedolim? What does the pasuk say? Vayemu kolom asher b'shar v'azkenim. Listen to the hope that you would think they would say, you should build a bais demam b'Yisrael. Halavai. What do they say? Yitein Hashem es yisha habol b'secho. There was so much hope in this shidduch that everybody there said, this is going to be a home like Rochel and Leah. That's Klal Yisrael. So everybody there looked at this chasana. So again, you're going to a chasana where it's a whole shiloh halacha if you're allowed to marry her, you're not allowed to marry her, who's allowed to marry her? They come to the chasana and they make a proclamation, this is going to be Malchus Beis David. It's like, to give you a mashal, this would be like when they had the whole Ethiopian immigration to Eretz Yisrael. There was a whole controversy. Are they Jewish? Are they not Jewish? Do they need geiris? Geiris l'chumah? They don't need geiris. Imagine you squeeze your way in, you go to a chasana of an Ethiopian woman with all shayla, she's Jewish, and you get up and you go, ah! This is going to be the home like Rachel and Leah, the shvatim are going to come from. Hello. Reality check. That's what Klai Yisrael did. By the chasana of Boaz and Ruth, it says everybody, skanim v'om, everybody called out, yitein Hashem es ha'ish ha'azoy sabo b'secho, k'rochel u'koleya, ha'shebon u'shteim es b'es Yisrael. And then Mashiach, v'hi b'es choke b'es peretz, ha'sheyol d'tomo l'yehudo, minazera ha'sheyitein l'cho Hashem en ha'nar ha'azoy. Fascinating. So Chazal see in this marriage the future of Klal Yisrael. Rachel and Leah, Yehuda and Tamar, unbelievable. What's going on? What's the pshat? So I'll tell you what I think is Tamar here, and it's again, it ties into what we've been discussing for the last couple of weeks about Rus, about the whole Sefer of Rus. I think it's a very important Nakuda buried in over here. When Boaz told Rus to stay overnight, seems to be an uneventful thing. She was there, he woke up, he got all scared, who is this woman? And then he tells her, stay overnight, you could stay here overnight. We don't think of that as any kind of sacrifice. Don't stay overnight, big deal. I'm going to show you what kind of sacrifice this was. What do you, the gravity of the sacrifice of Boaz. You know, when the world was created, Chazal tell us that Hashem asked the Malachim. It's a Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Precious. Hashem made a whole meeting with the Malachim. Should the world be created? Should the world be created? Big machlokes. If the world should be created. So it says in the Medrash, there was a group of Malachim that represented Shalom. There was a group of Malachim that represented Emes. And there was a group of Malachim that represented Chesed. And they had a meeting, a board meeting. Should they create the world? The board meeting didn't go very well. Malachi Emes said the world should not be created. Because it's full of lies. The world is full of sheker. Fine. Fake news. So they said the world shouldn't be created. Malachi Shoen. The Malachim that represent peace, they said the world should not be created. The Kulei Ketotah. It's full of machlokes. Look how much fighting there is in the world. Don't create the world. Finally, Malachi Chesed. Malachi Chesed came and they said the world should be created. The world should be created because Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Because the world is a place where tremendous Chesed could be done. So the whole world was created in the source of Chesed. That means the world was created for that function. What do you think Hashem made the board meeting for? And he told us about it. What's a negeya? The Eibush wanted us to know what's the tachlis of the world. The tachlis of the world is the mokum to do chesed. That's the tachlis of the world. Now, and that all lies in when Hashem created the world, the hay. First of all, hay and chesed is mischalfim. But that what lies in this is the whole purpose of the world was for chesed. We went through Bariches Gadol, the unbelievable chesed of Boaz. Boaz had the world open up for him. He could have married anybody he wants. He was the richest Jew, the Gadol Ador, Abbez Din. He, no shortage of Shidduchim for Boaz. Rus, we went through. She had the world open for her too, not here, not in Klal Yisrael, but she had the world open for her up in Moav. She was a princess. She could have been, had everything. Everything you could have dreamed for. She gave everything up for Naomi. Everything. Boaz gave everything up for Rus and for the Zecher of the Neshom of the Mace. Gave everything up. So this whole union between Boaz and Rus was a shirich that was based on chesed. Where you could never find such a shirich. Most marriages are mutually beneficial. When people say they're going out with somebody, there's a shirich, yeah? What do you do when you go out with somebody? You want to see if it makes sense for you to marry this person. Does this person have what you're looking for? What are they looking in you? Do you have what they're looking for? When a person decides that they'd like to marry this person, the pshat is, they decide that this person has what I want. The other person decided that you have what they want. Or enough. Nobody's perfect. Enough what I want. It's kedai. Okay? Here you have a marriage that the whole marriage was based on. Ruth is doing for Klal Yisrael, for her deceased husband, for her mother-in-law. And Boaz is doing. There's not one ounce of zich. Zok the Masech the Seifrim. This was Oilam Chesed Yibaneh. This is mamish the purpose of creation. This is why the world was created for such a marriage. That's why the world was created, and that's why we dafka have the hey here merumas, the hey that's chaser to be merames tachzer b'risol. Now, when Boaz told Ruth to stay overnight, I don't know if the Oilam understands what you're dealing with. You're dealing here with the Gadol Ador. You're dealing with the most chashuv person in Klal Yisrael. Now, he's very concerned about Achil Hashem. A Gadol Ador is very worried about Achil Hashem. Now, he knew that he and Rus had no relations, and everything was kosher, and nothing happened. He knew. But that's not to say everybody else in the street knows. So if people are going to see Rus coming out of Boaz's house in the early hours of the morning. Doesn't look very good. What happened? What's going on here? Boaz is very afraid of that. Boaz is very afraid. Not his reputation. I'll show you in Chazal, he wasn't worried about his reputation. He was worried about the Rebbeinu Shalom's reputation. He wasn't worried about his reputation. Listen to a Chazal. Kol Oisei Laila. This you don't see when you read the Pesukim. You have to see in Chazal. Boaz didn't sleep that night. It was a sleepless night. The night that Ruth came, Boaz did not sleep the whole night. Hoya Boaz says Chazal Shetuach Al Ponov. This is found in the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk. He was on his face. V'oymer, and he was saying, Rebbeinu Shalom. Goli v'yadu l'fanecha, you know Hashem. Shalom agati bo. I had no relations with her. I didn't touch her. Yirotzim u'fanecha. He davened to Hashem the whole night. Al yiveda ki bo isha agorim. I don't want anybody to find out that she was here. So you'd say, why? Because I don't want my reputation. No. V'al yischalo b'shem shomayim. What a chazal. He wasn't worried about his reputation. He's worried about Hashem's reputation. Boy, he got a lot of something hanky panky went on. It looks like it doesn't look good for the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what he's worried. He's not worried about his cover. But at the same time, he was worried about Ruth. He had an easy solution. It was the middle of the night. You know what he should have told her? Hey, lady, take an Uber. Get out of here. And don't take the Uber from here. Walk down the block, get an Uber from there. Not here. But he told her to stay till the morning. The morning, there's much more danger people seeing her. Yeah. So what's going on? Why did he tell her to leave me by Lila? What was the problem? What's going on? Choshash sheyiskilu ba'anoshim putzim. He was worried she'll get hurt. At night, who walks around the streets? Bums. Maybe somebody will chop her and do something to her. So Boaz, one side, Chil Hashem. The other side, what's going to be with her? So he decided to let her stay at night and to daven to Rebbeinu Shel Olam Chil Hashem. What a man. He's only worried about others. He's not, there's nothing, there's no him here. Now in the morning, okay, get her out quick. No. She's going home. She has to have some breakfast for her mother-in-law. That means when he's busy in his mind, worried, what's going to be? What's with the reputation? What's people going to see? No, he's still thinking about Yena. He's still thinking about Yena. Say Chazal, b'schar oisei vov sa'irim. In those vov sa'irim, zocha v'yotza mimeno vov tzadiki. That's why he was zeichet to the sixth tzaddik olam. Because that was a time when he should have been worried about himself. But he was worried about Rus. He was worried about Naomi. That's what he was worried. So it's unbelievable. Like I said, when you look beyond the surface, you look into Chazal, you see what's going on here is Nervoy. Nervoy. The Skenim realized it. The Skenim put the package together. The Skenim realized when they came to this Chasana, that this is a different kind of chasana. This is not a regular chasana. This chasana is going to be different than any other chasana in history. They knew that. Because a chasana that's riding on chesed, now they had, this Canaan looked back in history. When was the last time there was such a chasana? There was one such a chasana. I just brought down this week, I gave a shir in shul on Shabbos, I brought down a Moiradik Ramami Panu, which I mentioned when we were learning Sefer Shmuel Beis. In Sefer Shmuel Beis, so David HaMelech is Maspid Yoinison. Yoinison, his best friend Yoinison. What does he say? He says, Tzali Alecha Ochi Yoinison. Shalom remembers the Pesukim there, right? No'amtu Limoit. I love you so much. Right? I love you, Yoinison. Niflaso avos choli me'avas nashim. That's the lashon of David. The love that you had for me is like avas nashim. Strange, avas nashim. It's a wonder. If a guy came over, he tells you that, you go across the street. Don't stay on the same side of the street. If a guy tells you, you know, we, me and you, we have such avos, mamshe, avos, mamshe, avos, mamshe, run for your life. I give you a shoe so you can run for your life. What's tutsach though? Comes the Targum, and the Targum makes it even more difficult. Says the Targum, look at the Targum. May avas noshim, avas hani tarti noshim. Like the love of those two women. Now it sounds even weirder. Now we go to San Francisco. Was tutsach though? What is going on here? Pella. Zok de pano. Go in pshat. He says, really, David HaMelech should have been the biggest enemy of Yonason. Yonason should have hated his guts. Why? Yonason was the son of David of Shaul HaMelech. He would have been the next king. The only one that stood in his way was David. David was his competitor. You ever saw how competitors are when they're competing for a position of power? Hillary and Donald, there wasn't such ava v'achva v'reyus. That's for a stupid position. For a couple of years that they could be mevazi for 4 years straight. To be a Melech Yisrael. So Shaul HaMelech tells Yonason, you fool! It's a pasuk, you could read it, it's after Mocha Chodesh. Shaul tells Yonason, his son, what are you doing? He tells him, calls man that Ben Yishai Chayel Adam, as long as David's alive, your kingdom is not, you're not going to have a kingdom. Yonason should have hated David. Should have hated him. But instead, what does Yonason tell David? You know, you'll be the king. I'll be your assistant. Crazy. It's not, that's crazy. Says the Ramami Panu, where did he get that from? Where did he get such a midah that his biggest competitor, he loves him? Says the Gevald the Gevald. We had a Halak Imama, the Mama Rochel Imenu. Rochel Imenu. The day of her chasana, her father decided to give Leah instead. What does she do? She gives her sister the simon. I always say, which kala would do that? The day of a chasana. Give her sister the chasana. I told the Balabatim, a year later, you'll have a couple of people giving away the chasana. But that's by the chasana. By the chasana? Says the Ramami Panu, that Mesiris Nefesh that Rachel had for Leah made her be able to have a grandson, Yonason, that will give his whole life over to David. Because he was a grandson of Rachel. Yonason was a grandson of Rachel Imena. Says David HaMelech, Niflas Avos Chali, how did you have such a love for me? Me'avos Nashim, you got it from the love of two women of Rachel and Leah. When Klai Yisrael came to this chasana of Boaz and Ruth, and they saw two people that are marrying each other for total selfless reasons, they said, this is Rachel and Leah. That's why they used that lashon in the pasuk of Yitin Hashem. Hashem should make as a Yisha Abor Beisecha Kerachel Ukaleah. Because this is a marriage that's built on total selflessness. And they knew that being the case, born who stay in base Yisrael. From here, Mashiach is going to come. Okay, let's stop.